Somebody broke in the pawn shop. Mm-hmm. They came out with everything. Somebody broke into a little clothing store. Somebody broke into the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Well, the dry cleaners lost all these clothes and had to pay people whose clothes got stolen. Yeah. And stuff. And, you know, the 5 and 9, the Bear stores, mm-hmm. which sold table lamps, and was a 5 and 9 store.
Yeah.
Well, these people said, I don't need this.
Yeah.
They closed their doors and they never reopened, mm-hmm. you know, and that just killed that whole neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
As time passed, people decided they'd rather go out to the mall. Mm-hmm. Had a wider variety. Got about in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they could make some selections and make it a visit, or make it a special event.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to the mall. Go put your good clothes on, girls. We're going to the mall, you know, that kind
Here
of thing.
Here we go, yeah.
And while we're there, we may go to a movie, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, be out of the neighborhood for a while.
But it's not as tense as it used to be.
Okay. Yeah.
The people who stayed, well, a lot of older people. I never forget during the riots, right after here. Mm-hmm. Right down from where I was standing was an older woman who was moving. The truck was parked in front of her house and they were moving in front of her job. And I looked up and some fools had turned the truck over.
Oh.
And I saw this poor old lady. And she was there crying, and it just hit home mm-hmm. that you're destroying your own. Mm-hmm. And what can you do about it?
Yeah. People sure do like to turn vehicles over, don't they?
They do.
That's the way it goes.
But the point was, this poor woman was trying to move to her daughter's house.
Yeah.
And they turned over the truck with all of her belongings.
Yeah.
And it just, along the way, mm-hmm. there are certain visual pictures that have stuck with me all mm-hmm. these years, and that was one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, other incidents. Two people were killed during that riot mm-hmm. time. And I went to the house of one of the boys who was shot to interview his mother. Mm-hmm. Because what the paper did, they went crazy. I said, now, if we send a white reporter down there, she's not going to want to even talk to him. Mm-hmm. So we'll send you down, Merv, and you'll take the white reporter with you. You'll ask questions, he'll write the answers. Mm-hmm. And that's how they were able to get it, because I had a way with me that members of the black community would welcome me in to talk about a situation. And I would tell the reporter, just be quiet. You will get everything you need. Mm-hmm.
Just let me talk.
Let me talk.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they began to tell their South stories about what a special life they had mm-hmm. planned for this child or that child who was injured or arrested. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were thousands and thousands of dollars of damage before it was over with. But those things left indelible pictures that just won't go away.